Summer is a special time for Americans to engage in one of our favorite national pastimes, selling each other our old stuff.
Beads are $3.
Yard sales, garage sales, and biggest and best, flea markets. But now it's possible for collectors to pursue their passions without leaving the air-conditioned comfort of home. The electronic emporium, eBay, is 10 years old this year. After a decade of experience with that great flea in cyberspace, we wondered how the online market has affected the on-land version. We take our journalistic responsibility seriously, so plainly we had to go shopping at the fairgrounds in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, well, I think we should head down this aisle first.
That's Eddie Ross, our guide to the mysteries of flea markets. He got his start with Martha Stewart, who is rumored to go to garage sales. Now he's an editor at House Beautiful, where he writes about weekend shopping and the things to be found at flea markets.
Oh, here's ironstone soup bowls. These are pretty. $4. I think I'm going to buy them. It's such a good deal. How can I not?
Two ironstone bowls to match the two at home, and cheap at twice the price. Now, you could find those bowls on the net, but you might have to pay more with fees and shipping. How does the access every dealer and collector now has to internet auctions and search engines affect price? Has eBay set a higher national price for the things folks collect? Terry Covell says no. She has written dozens of books on collectibles. Her price book is now in its 37th year.
And we have lots of competition, so there's maybe five major price books and a number of newspapers and whatnot that have listed prices forever.
Terry Covell says, in fact, eBay has resulted in lower prices for some goods. Fran Harvell agrees. She is a dealer. She drove to Nashville from Springfield, Illinois, to sell china and glass at a stall in the fairgrounds livestock barn.
I sell a lot of things sometimes to people that I know are going to resell it on eBay.
What about eBay affecting the price of goods?
As an example, one lady told me her really rare Shawnee pottery pieces are no longer worth what they paid for them because they found out they weren't near as rare. When eBay really went gung-ho, it brought a lot of things out of the woodwork. It's all supply and demand. First rule of economics applies to antiques, too.
Now, that does not look comfortable to wear at
no.
all.
We met a semi-professional flea market shopper searching through piles of glass ashtrays. Tracy McAfee Gates was looking for vintage smoking paraphernalia for a client, a tobacco company. She says she wants to see what she's buying, and she is addicted to flea markets.
I'm from Ohio, actually.
And you came all the way over here for
Absolutely.
This sale?
I heard this was one of the best sales there was, so we came all the way down for this, yes.
How are you doing?
Fabulous. I got a giant cart right down the lane there full of goods, so I'm having a great day.
How much money do you think you've spent?
Well, I brought about $3,000 to spend. I'm ready to spend it all, but actually the prices are so reasonable here, it's lasting a long time today.
Flea markets thrive on shoppers who like the hunt.
$20 for the tub.
Who like to pick things up or open drawers.
Has it got a hole in it?
Kelly McMullen is that kind of shopper.
On the internet, we buy like our refrigerator filters for our water. But here, if I'm buying a piece of furniture, I'd want to touch it and make sure I could paint it. You know, do those kinds of things.
Experts we talk to believe internet auctions like eBay may be introducing a new generation of buyers to flea markets, and some flea markets have absorbed the internet, offering opportunities to go online to check the competition right at the flea. Maybe my favorite merger of online and on-land flea markets was the idea that dealers tired of lugging merchandise from flea to flea can retire to eBay. At the same time, Terry Covell says the flea markets are getting younger.
When we first started looking at these things, we used to laugh. We always said dealers had blue hair. The dealers are younger, and the merchandise is much younger. It used to be 100 years old to be at any of these things. Now it can be 5 years old, or yesterday even. People are looking for certain Star Wars toys right now. So you have to be selling what the buyer today remembers from their childhood.
My great-grandmother used to have a pot like this on her stove, and she would only use it to boil potatoes.
Presumably some of those younger people first found merchandise from their childhood on the net. Covell also says younger buyers are not just collecting. They want to use their flea market finds. Eddie Ross's discovery, which may go into his magazine, was a pile of old linens.
And the color is just so unusual.
It's a very pretty kind of watery aqua.
Watery, almost Caribbean blue. It's $6.
We can both afford that.
Yes, absolutely.
Our thanks to Eddie Ross of House Beautiful, who looks at a plaid linen tablecloth and sees a shower curtain. And our thanks to the dealers and buyers at Nashville's fourth weekend flea market.